We pray. Heavenly Father, may your word be alive among us. May your word lead and guide us as we focus upon what that word says to us in our day, in our time, that we live our lives in the power of your forgiveness and your amazing grace. Bless this word today. In your name we pray. Amen. The LCMS website for this particular Sunday gives this liturgical description of our day. The theme for this Sunday is that the true tradition of the church is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, the proclamation of his fruitful work in which the poor among mankind exult in the Holy One of Israel. A paraphrase of verse 19 of our Old Testament reading. Think about it. The true tradition of the church is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, we love our traditions. We like to hold on with everything we've got. How often have we been guilty of saying, oh, that's not the way we do it here? Or, to change that would upset the apple cart. Why would we want to change? We struggle because we really do love our traditions. It's interesting because those traditions sometimes get in the way of who we are and what we are and what we are to proclaim. Listen to the opening words of the Old Testament and the vision of all this has become to you like the words of a book that is sealed. Consider the words of the prophet spoken to God's people time and time again. And look at the variety of prophets, and yet oftentimes that message was rejected, not listened to. Israel refused to listen, and so that word became like a sealed book to the people. This was not the fault of Scripture. This was a refusal to listen to what the prophets had to say. You see, the reality is, if we go through Scripture, there are various places that talk about this sealed Word of God and how man has refused to listen time and time again. For instance, in John 3, verse 19, we read, the Word of God has been closed to those who love darkness more than the light. From 2 Corinthians, we read, the veil of Moses shrouded their faces. And in Revelations 5:5, it says, and one of the elders said to me, weep no more. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has conquered so that he can open the scroll and its seven seals. You see, Jesus came for a purpose. He removed the veil. He offers to us forgiveness, repentance, and life and salvation. It's interesting that our gospel reading also quotes the Old Testament reading this morning. And the Lord said, because this people draw near with their mouth and honor me with their lips while their hearts are far from me, and their fear of me is a commandment taught by men. We love our traditions. Israel loved its temples. They had two of them. There was Solomon's temple. And what a beautiful sight it was. And look at how they held it. And look at the traditions that became a part of that. traveling through Europe, I have seen a number of beautiful cathedrals built in the 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th century. Wonderful and beautiful and ornate. And when you look at them, you could be wrapped up in all of their beauty. And it's easy for us to get lost in worshiping our idols. Our churches can become idols to us. Israel had two temples, and yet both were destroyed. We get wrapped up in our traditions. Sometimes our place of worship becomes centered to us. Sometimes we struggle over where we should worship. And in doing so, we miss the real message. Our traditions get in the way. Our traditions, yes, sometimes need to pass. Our temples need to be raised. And what we need to see is the Word of God that remains not only in our time, but in all time, forever and ever. Too often, our hearts are filled with our own temples. We have heart temples. Think about the website. The real, true tradition of the church is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, the proclamation of His fruitful work, in which the poor among mankind exult in the Holy One of Israel. We have a God who sees through all of this in our lives. We get wrapped up in stuff. We get wrapped up in ways of doing things. We get wrapped up in, don't tell me more than I want to know. And God sees through it all. Just as the prophets were sent time and time again to proclaim the word of the Lord, and what was the people's response? They refused to listen. You see, God is not satisfied with our stuff. He's not satisfied with our hands and our lips. What God really wants is our center, the very heart of who we are. He wants the heart of every believer to turn to Him. Think about it. Beautiful temples. And when you read about the Temple of Solomon, what a beauty that must have been. And yet, God allowed the enemies to destroy and to raise that temple. Babylon came first and destroyed the temple, and then the second was built, and all the years spent in building the temple. And then what happens? Rome comes in and not a stone is left to stand, except maybe the Wailing Wall. We live in a very evil time. Our world is struggling oftentimes with the things we see and the way we treat people. And this week, we've really had to center in on evil at work in our world as we watch those images coming out of Afghanistan. Yes, we have watched. We have discussed. We have lamented. And I pray we also have prayed. Too often, our hearts are not where they should be. Our hearts need to be focused on what is real for us in terms of what God has accomplished for us. Oftentimes we have so many idols floating around in our hearts that we need to destroy those temple idols. Well, you see in the text it says, out of the gloom shall come joy. Where's your joy? We get so wrapped up in the gloom and the doom and the evil in our world that where do we find our joy? Where do we see the power of God's love at work? It needs to be through each one of us. We live our lives oftentimes as if there is no hope, that all is lost. And yet, verses 18 and 19, here it is, the Old Testament reading that reminds us, in that day the deaf shall hear the words of a book, and out of their gloom and darkness the eyes of the blind shall see. The meek shall obtain fresh joy in the Lord, and the poor among mankind shall exult in the Holy One of Israel. You see, God, through the prophets, proclaimed to the people in a time of great despair and the time of being lost, and God said, all is not lost. A day is coming when God will give hearing to the deaf, sight to the blind, and the meek, they shall inherit fresh joy in the Lord. As Christians, our focus needs to be on the Word, alive, active in our lives. We get lost so oftentimes in certain ways of doing things. We get lost in following the rules, and yet we do so poorly at following them. And we oftentimes don't look at our own hearts. We need to turn things upside down. For we need to see the power of the Word active, alive in our lives. We need to see the power of the cross of Christ, His death and His resurrection, as giving us hope and life and that eternal salvation that belonged to all who believe. God has done and will do all that we need. God desires our heart. Our heart is the center of our being, not just that which surrounds it. We get so wrapped up in what things look like, and looks can be deceiving. I can't look into your heart and you can't look into my heart. And yet the reality is that God knows each and every one of our hearts. Our real power is the cross. Our real life is one of repentance and forgiveness. It is letting go. The things that weigh us down. It is turning things upside down in our lives, being empowered by the Word, by the sacraments, and the power of the cross, and to be able to know in our hearts that God loves us with an everlasting love, and He is always and will always be there for us. It's time we turn things upside down. Amen.